good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cox, he need cut a dude, man.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, victors!
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Ahu, Ho-Chunk, Raja, Wakunja, Hade, Hinga, Dena. I just said my name is Distant Thunder, and I'm from Ho-Chunk Nation. Greetings, my friends and relatives. This is a talk show where we like to be the conduit between Native news and what's happening all around Turtle Island, and we're really excited to be here. I'm here with Wendy and Oglema, and Wendy, take it away.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. You can call them Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 651-304-9986. That's live radio.
Hey, say it again.
The phone number is 651-304-9986.
Hey, we got a jam-packed show.
We
got to check in with Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and then Bob Blake will be talking us and giving up some of his information because he likes calling it Solar News with Solar Bear, and then that'll be in the second and third, and then we'll round it off with Wendy with some sacred animal news.
And today, just because we're having Bob Blake from Solar Bear, and this was Ogama's idea.
What?
I'm going to talk about bears today.
What a great idea. So without further ado, you see how I said that in a French way. With no further ado, let's have Ogama on.
Hi, bonjour, everybody. I am Ogama Ganiwekwe. That means strong golden eagle woman, and I'm a member of Red Lake Nation. I have some news here for you today on events coming up regarding the Stop Line 3 movement. So the Stronger Together to Stop Line 3 Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives movement event. The first part of it did happen yesterday from 6:30 to 8, but there are two parts. So on January 30th from 6:30 to 8 p.m., there's going to be a Zoom-based webinar, and that will be an hour-long program with an outline of the most recent Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force report. Minnesota policymakers will also speak to help understand how this epidemic is being addressed in legislation. You can sign up for that event by going to Stronger Together to Stop Line 3 Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives page on Facebook, and they will have a link to the Zoom meeting. Another event that's happening this coming Thursday is the Virtual Calls to Action from MN50, Building a Climate Movement in Minnesota. The event will be Thursday at 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And that is going to be an ongoing biweekly call to get an update on the status of Line 3 and the upcoming opportunities to get involved to stop it. And then on Friday in the Twin Cities area, there's going to be a Protect the Water, Revoke the Permits rally hosted by MN350, Building a Climate Movement in Minnesota, and about 11 other environmental groups. So I'll spare you reading the whole list. That event is at Kellogg Park at 3:30 until 5:30 on Friday in St. Paul. They are gathering to walk to the Army Corps of Engineers office, who issued the permits for Line 3, to make their voices heard and demonstrate to the powers that be that they will not allow business as usual to carry on unanswered. It is a masked event, family-friendly, and social distancing is expected from all attendees. So make sure to bring art and warm clothes if you can. So that is some updates for things coming up for Line 3, and I'm sure we always get more news when we hear from Winona. And I know we had Nancy on yesterday, and there's some news of some more camps coming up here soon, so definitely keep listening for that. Right, Robert?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And Wendy, we might be going up somewhere in Palisade or something this Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I just thought I'd ask you about that live on radio.
Mm-hmm. I'll wear my snow pants.
Yeah, you will. Definitely. Definitely. Ogma, you, You have been up there too, and it's there's camps. I know we have our brother Joe, who's up in McGeezy Camp working, and so it's really exciting. Do you got any more groovy news?
Yeah, I do actually have some really good news that kind of hit earlier this week. So per Indian Country Today, the American Library Association announced the winners of the nation's outstanding children's book this week. The top of the list was a children's book written by two Indigenous women, and it's called We Are Water Protectors. So it is illustrated by a Tlingit artist, Michaela Goet, and then written by Carol Lindstrom of the Turtle Mountain Band of Ojibwe.
I'm rubbing off on you, too.
Where can people get that book? That's adorable.
You know, actually, I don't have a link for where people can get it. But again, the title is We Are Water Protectors. And it's a really adorable book. The cover is just, it's very cute. But this is the first time that an Indigenous person has ever won this award. It's called the Caldecott Medal. It is the most distinguished American children's picture book for the year. Wow. So that was a really exciting news. I'm really happy to see that. I'm always on the lookout for Indigenous or Native themed books for my daughter, who's 8 and just now really getting into reading. And, you know, sometimes they're hard to come by for the younger generation. So it's really exciting. So make sure you go ahead and go online, check that out. Mm-hmm. If you've got kids at home, be good for distance learning, too.
Yeah. When you get a minute, Ogama, could you please type that into the Facebook chat for our listeners?
And yes, absolutely.
Wendy wants the book, too.
Okay, no problem.
And we have
It's
short.
I'm
going to
get it for our godchildren.
Okay.
They'll love it.
Now they know. It's not a surprise.
That's okay.
Okay.
Then some other really exciting news in Native country is the new director of the Office of Tribal Relations at the U.S. Department of Agriculture was named. That is going to be Heather Dawn Thompson, and she's a member of Cheyenne River. Thompson's a Harvard Law School graduate and an expert in American Indian law, tribal sovereignty, and rural economic development. She most recently served as a member of the American Indian Law Practice Group at Greenberg Traurig, where she worked on federal Indian law and tribal agriculture. She said that she is really humbled and honored to be selected and that she's excited to start her new role. She's originally from Rapid City, South Dakota. So it's always exciting to see more Native people in office. With the Biden administration, we're getting a lot of those.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited. Things are happening. I know he's doing his magic, and the other side of the table is whining about it. So we need to... support our politicians are doing good things in a good way.
He's picking people who are going to, you know, look like the rest of the United States.
Yeah.
Just not
you're not
old,
like an old
white guy with gray hair.
Yeah.
Sorry, all you got white guys with gray hair out there, but.
Sorry, but not sorry.
It's been a long time. Somebody posted a picture on Facebook and it was emoji faces and they were all lined up, you know, with a, they were all lined up to match what the presidents look like so far. Yeah. And they were all the same right up until Obama. Mm-hmm. And then for Trump, they had a clown.
That's funny.
And for all you old white guys with white hair, I'm an old white girl with white hair. So.
Oh, easy.
I'm just saying, I didn't want to be, you know, disrespectful in any way.
But. Too late. But yeah. I also saw one with all the, it's striking
funny,
too.
Ogama. Yeah.
Yeah, it's striking too. I saw one with all the vice presidents, pictures of all the vice presidents, mm-hmm. and it had our new vice president.
Kamala.
And it's just like, what a strike difference. All old white guys.
How
and
wonderful.
And Kamala.
What a nice change, really. We're moving in the right direction.
Well, hopefully that's all you have, Ogama, because we're going to head to a break. And, you know, up next, we're going to have Winona LaDuc of Honor the Earth and Bob Blake from Red Lake. So you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Give me
Hey, Cudahy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilot's Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pinigi, and thank you for your support.
Rudy Luther Toyota's top-notch service department will keep your car ready for winter driving. Now through the end of January, get a Toyota TruStart battery replacement and installation with 24-month roadside assistance coverage for as low as $139.95. Offer excludes hybrid batteries. Also, Rudy Luther Toyota has your oil change and filter. 5 quarts with conventional oil is $39.95, and 5 quarts with synthetic is $61.95. These deals run through January. Get the service and maintenance you deserve at a great price at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street. Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods where customer service is a priority and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a spot-on Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are Alusa Nation.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline, 651-304-9986, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with your COVID-19 questions. Give them a call.
Yeah, it's always fun to get in touch with Winona, and she was on our Saturday show. Mm-hmm. For a couple years and gave us great updates about what's going on. And now she's right in the middle of the stuff. So why don't we talk to Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth. Hey, thank you, Winona, for stopping by for a little bit. I know there's been a lot going on since we talked.
Yeah, no, happy to be here, landed on the phone.
Exactly. So there's XLs happen. There's things coming up about drilling on the river. Pick your poison.
Well, you know, first of all, we want to say thank you to Biden for no KXL. That's a hard fought battle. And, you know, that's the last big tar sands pipeline into the United States, except for this one. And, you know, it's a funny thing. Like, who wants to have the last tar sands pipeline? Last tar sands pipeline, you know? Someone was telling me that John Kerry, the senator and now newly appointed, when he was with Vietnam Veterans Against the War, he went and testified at Congress. And he said, who wants to be the person that says you're going to be the last soldier to die for a mistake? God. Right? Wow. Who's going to have the last mistake of a pipeline? Not us.
Exactly.
Get some good jobs out there. But you understand what I'm saying? Now's the time. Everybody else is dropping it. All the guys were investing in pipelines, and I think there's 48,000 tons of steel now. They're trying to figure out what to do with. Times are changing, and we need a new playbook. So in the meantime, Enbridge is trying to get as much done as they can before either we get a stay, which we are hoping for. Decision should be this week for the Minnesota Court of Appeals if you're going to get a stay on Enbridge's shoving the pipeline through the north. And we've also filed at the federal courts. And so we are praying for a stay in Enbridge's destruction. In the meantime, Enbridge is trying to drill the rivers before we get a stay and before we get our day in court. But it turns out that that is not part of the permit. Enbridge is trying to get around the permit, having asked the MPCA for an exemption. But, you know, we've discussed this with the MPCA. There is no the high direction drill, or the this drill, the HDD drill, is not allowed due to the risk of undetected inadvertent release of drilling mud into the ice-covered stream. Enbridge must not conduct HDD stream crossing construction activities when the stream is covered with ice, unless otherwise pre-approved by the MPCA and the MDNR by case-by-case basis. Wow. What I'm telling you is that they are trying to get the DNR and the state to approve the Enbridge getting around this regulation, and then we've had drilling fluid in our water. So stay on it, my water protectors and my fellow public citizens. Let's not let Enbridge get away with anything else.
No doubt. I got a quick question before I let you go, and that's we got the we've talked about this before, but we have, like, they're using some high chemical on these pipes that are sitting outside in the pipe yards. They're painting them. What the heck is going on there, Winona?
Yeah, I was out on the Willow River, and I was looking at a guy going over the pipe with, like, this big loop, and this ding would go off, and then he would circle something. And I was like, what is that? You know, so they're doing these quality controls on these pipes. These little dings are coming up. It's audible for a hearing-impaired person like myself. And then they're putting a circle on it. These are some old pipes they're putting in the ground. Oh. And we should be pretty concerned and worried about any anomalies that are going in. It's our water.
Exactly. So we have something going up on March 5th to the 8th that you want to talk about?
In the next economy, the enlightened one that isn't full of lots of police, we will have the hemp economy, and we have the Indigenous Farming Conference and the Indigenous Hemp Conference are remote. Of course, this year we are just beginning to announce, save the dates, March 5th to the 8th, I believe, are the days that we are looking at, and save some time so we could talk about hemp, New Green Revolution, and talk about farming, because we're hoping people got their seeds. And we're going to have some really exciting presenters. So, you know, I'm all ready for spring. I'm getting ready for spring. I think a lot of people that farm are, and you know, let's just pray for our water so that that it's a long winter so Enbridge can't drill under the rivers.
That's right. And I'll be seeing you soon. I'll probably be stopping up this weekend. Pinigigi, Winona, any last thoughts before I let you go? I know you're super busy.
No, be a water protector, man. Continue on. And thanks to everybody who's coming up to Palisade and coming back up north. I've been looking around the pier, but also thanks for all the people who sent all the really good food. My gosh, I ate good. thanks, Sue Chef, Korean Hurry, all you guys. Thanks for the food. Miigwech.
Pinigigi. That was Honor the Earth's Winona LaDuke. Wow, Winona's awesome, Wendy. Mm-hmm.
A lot of good information about the pipeline.
Yeah. Speaking of awesome, we have our part of this show is called Solar News with Solar Bear, and we have Bob Blake representing Solar Bear. Welcome, Bob. We got a few minutes, and then we're going to the next segment. Thank you for coming around.
Oh, are you there?
Are you muted?
Oh, yeah.
There
oh,
you
yeah.
go. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yeah.
I hear you now.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me, Robert. Robert, I got my U of M, University of Minnesota hat on right here.
Go Gophers.
I did an interview with the Alumni Magazine. It should be coming out. I don't know which month, but they did an interview with me, and we'll be having a. I'll be in the U of M Alumni Magazine. So
that's awesome! Congratulations. I'm a famous alumni too.
Yeah, you are a famous alumni. I know. I brought that up. I'm like, hey, grab that. So anyways, very cool, man. So I got some really cool stories here real quick. We'll get through. First story is the European Investment Bank chief declares gas is over. And what he's basically saying is that electric vehicles are the future. So this is the biggest investment bank in Europe, and they're basically telling their investors and all other people that that gas is over. So How about that, right? Isn't that cool?
That's unbelievable. Which bank is that again? Could you just say their name?
European Investment Bank.
Wow,
The head of the European Investment Bank declares gas is over. So that's really huge when they get out there and they do their investor meetings, you know, like they do out in Davos, Switzerland, and they talk about all their stuff. So for them to come out and say that is, Rick, really huge. Next cool story, President Biden is going to electrify the whole entire fleet, the whole entire federal fleet. 645,000 vehicles is going to go electric. Isn't that incredible?
That is so incredible, Bob. And you know, one of the things too that I saw is that the it's a no-brainer. The unions are behind it. They're going to buy American-made stuff.
Isn't it so nice to have a competent president? I mean, this is just so incredible that they're doing this. And I think it's really just a no-brainer because you're right, Robert. It absolutely helps out everyone. And it's just the right thing to do. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. just the right thing to do. And I did a short stint with the government, and there's going to probably be a lot of cheap cars online. So go to the governor auction website. That's it. They're going to be down the bed. So next story, Shell Gasoline is going to acquire the largest EV charging station network in the world. So they're gonna acquire all the EV charging networks through this acquisition, and I think this is an important story because, you know, cities, municipalities, and states really need to think about getting into this game, and I'm thinking about revenue, right? Mm-hmm. for like our civil servants, you know, Medicare for all. Just like all these other things, like, you know, we could really be, you know, the cities and states could really be taking this game on, and this revenue can really take care of all that for cities and states and municipalities. And so I think this is an interesting story. So that'd be something to watch as we go forward, how the EV charging network gets out there and who really is going to run it. Right.
Wow. Next segment, we should get a little more into that. But we got a couple more minutes left, and then you'll have your own long segment, and we're excited, and we can break down a couple of these stories, maybe.
Really good news. Oh,
okay. Two more stories. The Fed is going to create a climate committee. The Federal Reserve is creating a climate committee. This is huge, Robert, because this means that they're acknowledging that investments in climate is like going to be huge in the future. So and also the billions of dollars in losses that are going to come from insurance losses. So, you know, this is really huge for them to acknowledge this. And you know, the old saying is that nothing happens on Main Street without K Street and Wall Street's approval.
That's right.
So this is really interesting. And then the last story here is that the biggest diesel engine maker in the world is going electric.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Like, it's like 645,000 vehicles are going to be, like, ordered by the United States alone. So this just makes sense for them to go electric. So, yeah, so goodbye oil. Goodbye gasoline.
Cool. Bob, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to you, and maybe we'll break down a few of these stories that you want to break down. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and that's Bob Blake with Solar Bear, and we'll be right back after this short break.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, Strong Hearts Native Helpline is a free, confidential, and anonymous domestic, dating, and sexual violence helpline available at 1-844-762-8483 or by using the chat now icon at strongheartshelpline.org. Advocates offer daily support and referrals for resources 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time.
This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul is one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the entire country. They offer a diverse team of highly trained and screened tax preparation experts for personal and business tax needs. This year especially, changes to the tax code make it even more important for you to have someone who is a dedicated tax preparation professional. Moe's has been in the business since 1971. Visit them at moestax.com. That's moestax.com. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Wake up with your favorite sexy liberal, me, Stephanie Miller, every weekday morning from 8 to 11 right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
2020 has been stressful with the pandemic, economy, and even politics. Hi, this is Michelle Kitzmiller of Spirit of Living, and I'd like to show you some ways to lower your stress and boost immunity. One way is acupuncture. During your first session at Spirit of Living, I'll walk you through the entire process of how acupuncture works. We'll discuss health, stressors, lifestyle, and more to create a plan to lower your stress. Set up your free 20-minute consultation today to see how we can help at spiritoflivingdr.com.
Robbins Kaplan LLP protects and defends American Indian tribes. With its American Indian law and policy practice, Robbins Kaplan LLP seeks to redefine excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country. Founded and led by former United States attorneys Brendan Johnson and Tim Purden, their American Indian law and policy practice exists to bring justice to tribal clients whose claims in the past have been dismissed or ignored due to their underdog status. Their American Indian law lawyers understand the challenges tribes face when state and local government infringe on tribal sovereignty and the federal government neglects its trust responsibilities. Their passion for tribal sovereignty and self-determination is the driving force behind their practice, fueling their tribal advice and advocacy, especially when tribes are forced to litigate against powerful interests. Robbins Kaplan LLP, representing American Indian tribes, tribal government boards and commissions, individual tribal members, and American Indian business and business concerns. For more information, visit robbinskaplan.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies overnight with a low around 1. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 21. Friday, cloudy with a high near 26. And Saturday, a chance for snow with a high around 31. Clean 2020 out of your carpets and home and bring in 2021 with the freshest cleaning deal of the year from Zero Res, where you can take 21% off any cleaning service. But you need to mention AM 950 when you call. That's 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline.
Well, we're excited to have Bob on, mm-hmm. and also want to give a shout out to that young warrior singing, Wendy.
Yes, I do. Her name is Jagger. She's an 8-year-old girl singing that beautiful song in between our commercials. So I just wanted to give her a shout out, Jagger.
Yeah, and we also have a contest that Ogama will mention a little bit in the beginning of your segment, right. Really quick.
And but she's singing about water is life and to respect life, and she's singing it in her native tongue. Beautiful.
So here on Wednesdays, we have Solar Bear, which is Bob Blake, Solar News with Solar Bear. And welcome back, Bob. So much positivity that comes from this on Wednesdays with you and all of the great news that you have. So welcome back, and let's talk a little more in depth about your stories.
Yeah. You know, I think what's a really cool story, Robert, is the Fed creating a climate committee, the Federal Reserve creating a climate committee, because I think what this does, right, is like this leads into the possibility of green banks. Okay. So, you know, and the way that I see this working is you get green banks per state, right? And then you have a national green bank, right, to oversee all of them. Mm-hmm. So I think this is, these are some really cool steps. And, you know, there's just a lot of money that is rushing out of oil right now. Like they're stranded assets all over the place. Like there's empty wells everywhere. I mean, you can look at some of these stories from Canada and, you know, and also too from out in the Bakken, where these oil companies have just got up and left. And left these communities with these, you know, like flaring, wells going, and it's like it's criminal, and I can't believe that they get away with it. But, you know, that just goes to show that the money is rushing out of oil and into renewable energy.
So, Bob, I read an article in the, I think it was the St. Paul paper, about a solar company suing. Suing our company here because they weren't hooking up their stuff fast enough. Did you see that article? They weren't plugging into the main line right away for XL, and so they won a big lawsuit here. And I think this happened a few years ago. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a good quick shout out to the Allen brothers over at All Energy. And Dave Schaefer at Minnesota Solar Energy Industry Association, who did a great job on that, by the way. So what happened basically is that the interconnection agreements weren't, you know, being, you know, handled in a timely manner, right? So essentially, you would get these applications from the installer, which in this case was All Energy, and these applications were just sitting on the desk of the person that was supposed to be getting them through, and people were getting their solar systems connected to the grid because of this. So you know. It was a tactic that was being done by the utility, because you're no longer paying your utility bill anymore.
Exactly.
And so, you know, they want to keep you as a customer. And so this was one way to back this up. But, I mean, this resulted in millions of dollars for that company. And there is a streamlined effort now being done, and this is just kind of a uniform process across the state of Minnesota. But this is one of the things that had to happen, and I'm so glad that it happened. And the PUC ruled in favor of the solar industry because this means that we're going to be allowed to go ahead and, you know, hook up homes and businesses in a timely manner. Because people want their solar, you know, they want their solar, and, you know, this can happen now. But, solar energy is a disruptive technology, and, you know, it is really shaking the innards of like all these utilities right now. It's incredible what this industry is doing right now. Absolutely. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Well, Bob, we walk in the neighborhood because of COVID. We have nothing else to do. We sneak out of the house and then sneak back in the house. But Wendy and I take these long walks, and we see houses, garages, all in our neighborhood, with solar panels.
That is so funny. I was thinking the same exact thing. Like, literally, I was going to say those exact words.
I want to get one of those big umbrella ones.
Yeah, and you want to know something that's even better, Robert, is that the investment tax credit was extended.
Yes, yes.
The investment tax credit was extended for another 2 years.
Wow, that's
so what that does is it allows, you know, people that didn't get in on the ITC to go ahead and still now do it within the next couple of years. But even better, there is talk that the Biden administration is going to come out with a better incentive. So look for that early next year sometime.
And then we'll be calling you and go, hey, we got an incentive. That's called Solar Bear.
As soon as we find that incentive, we're going to get solar. I think it's about time.
Yep. And that's exactly what we're going to, that's exactly what Solibear is going to be doing. Yep. There was just a lot of things that had to happen with this interconnection process. This had to get solved. The ITC had to be extended. And now it's going to get redone and it's going to probably be better. So, you know, it really is, you know, it's just going to be, it's really going to help the industry take off and allow people to go ahead and get solar in their homes. It's going to be exciting.
Plus, like everything else, it gets cheaper for installation. I remember, you're too young for this, Bob. I'm 10 years older than you, but I remember calculators that were as big as your hand costing like $100. And then, you know, 20 years later, there's a calculator on my pen. For free.
Yeah, right. Economies of scale, right? And so, like, you know, that's the thing, right? So, like, as we go forward, the solar panels are much more efficient. You know, think about 10 years ago, we were paying $1,000 for a solar panel, right? Now we're paying under $200, and that's with tariffs. I mean, it's and these ones are more efficient than the ones that were 10 years ago. But then think about the ones that are on the space, the Voyager space up there.
The lab.
Yeah, like 40 years ago or something, those solar panels are still working. Yeah. You know, so I mean, when I was installing this last system this fall up in Red Lake, I was telling the guys, I said, these solar panels are going to outlive us.
Yeah.
These solar panels are going to be up here after we die. I mean, seriously, that's crazy.
Well, I'm excited. I'm running for legislator of Ho-Chunk Nation, and whether I win or lose, I'm excited to really invite you to help our nation diversify our money streams and talk more about solar and selling it back to the companies and putting some solar on casinos. And we always talk about schools, how that would really be a game changer of having solar panels on schools, Bob. It's just a new beginning, and it's just great to have this part of Native Roots Radio every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I tell you, Robert, I've got some great partners. We're going to be doing some really exciting things this year in the state of Minnesota with all the tribes. I've got a really huge plan that we're currently working on. So there's going to be a lot of exciting things happening. But you know, I think with what's really exciting is that at the Department of Energy for natives, we have an individual from the Navajo Nation that just got appointed to that job.
Yeah.
And she is like, she's super huge on solar, super huge on renewable energy. Not only that, but Deb Haaland is the Interior Secretary. So, I mean, I'm just so excited for tribal nations here going to moving forward around renewable energy. I mean, this is what we need. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to have to keep you healthy and shrink wrap you so you don't get hurt or anything, because you're going to, Solar Bear is going to be leading the way of this in Indian country. So, wow, you know.
I do live my life like there's no tomorrow. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, people always tell me that. Can you please take care of yourself?
Wow. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, Bob, I've got a couple more minutes here if you want to just rehash a couple more of your stories. But I think this has been a great conversation. I think there's a lot of a new wave, you know, that people aren't going to be seeing until it's saw. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? They're not going to see it until they see it on their roof and see it everywhere. But there's things happening and bubbling up in the solar industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, just the, you know, even for our state right here in Minnesota, I had a great call with the state of Minnesota today, actually, on a solar tribal partnership. So, I mean, you know, that is so cool to be talking, you know, with these state agencies about how we all work together. You know, and I mean, that really does show, you know, an interest to want to work together, to want to do things, you know, collaboratively, right? Government to government, Robert, that's the greatest thing about tribal nations is our unique status. And my whole thing is, let's build solar and not pipelines. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, let's think forward, man. Let's not be in this you know, backwards, like, you know, like mindset thinking, and let's focus on, you know, building the future instead of, you know, trying to continue the past. Oh. You know what I mean?
What great way to end it. Can you just give us like 10 seconds about your nonprofit too, and let everyone know a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So I have a nonprofit called Native Sun. You can reach me at robert@nativesun.org. Also, you can reach me at robert@solarbear.earth. You go to solarbear.earth. And this is the Solar News with the Solar Bear.
Hey, wow. Perfect way to end it. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and that was Bob Blake. And we're always excited to have Bob on. So, hey, we'll be right back after this short break with Wendy Pilot and our sacred animals.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org, mn350.org, or find us on Facebook at MN350, building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Clean 2020 out of your carpets and home and bring in 2021 with the freshest cleaning deal of the year. Seriously, we've never seen a deal like this from our friends at Zero Res. Right now, in celebration of 2021, we're giving 21% off any cleaning service to our loyal AM 950 listeners. But the 21% off cleaning blitz is only good through January, so call today at 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com.
We have vital information we would like to share with you. The Department of Indian Works St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on testing sites, isolation space, vaccines, housing assistance, and food resources. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19 or has questions to determine if you should get tested, please call them at 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
And I just want to mention Jay Selby's, which is a plant-based eatery at 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul, and they make something called the Dirty Secret. And you know what it is?
It's a secret.
It is a secret because it's a spot-on Big Mac. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. So check it out, 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul, Jay Selby.
Hey, I want to jump to Ogma. There's a couple things that came up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But first, before I do that, you're going to be on Together with Heathers tonight. And you guys are going to be that made me think about it when you talked about
Jay
Selby.
That's why I mentioned them. Yeah. So I'm going to be on tonight from 7:30 to 8:30 on a symposium with Together with Heather. And it's going to be a plant-based diet and how that actually helps our environment. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Awesome.
Hey, I'm excited.
So great. So we're going to be moving things really quick here. Do you have a couple of quick updates, Ogma, before we get to Wendy's part? And I like your shirt.
And you're on mute.
Yes. Nope, I got it. I got it. Sorry about that. So there's two events that are actually happening this Friday. On Friday at Camp McGizzy at 11 a.m., there's going to be a Fight for the Water event. Camp McGizzy is on the Fond du Lac Nation. Go ahead and check out their Facebook page for directions. And then Red Lake Treaty Camp is hosting a winter storytelling on Friday night starting at 5:30 p.m. Please message Red Lake Treaty Camp on Facebook if you're interested. And then Native Roots Radio has pinned to the very top of our page the water song that Robert Wendy gave a shout out. So 8-year-old Jagger has recorded the water song, and we're hoping to get at least, well, we're hoping to get as many people as possible to take the time to learn the water song. The lyrics are posted with it, and to post a video on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you like to do your social media with the hashtag Water is Life and Stop Line 3. Post yourself singing the water song. Our waters are sick and they need your help. Everybody is welcome to sing the song. It is very easy to learn.
Tina Gigi, Ogama. Now I want to get to Wendy with her sacred animal news here. Welcome, Wendy.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe your name, and then get right into it.
My name is Hanajihihani, and that means cares for them, and I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Today I'm going to be talking about bears because Bob Blake from Solar Bear. he was from Solar Bear, but he that was the inspiration today. But I have an article here from The Humane World, which is Kitty Block's blog, which I read from a lot, and that's from the Humane Society of the United States. And today I have some good news, and I'm always happy to talk about good news for animals. And California lawmaker introduces a bill to ban black bear hunting, and I'm really happy about this. A groundbreaking bill introduced in California yesterday would end all trophy hunting of black bears in the state. If successful, California would be the first state to implement such a ban, setting a magnificent precedent for the rest of the nation to follow. The bill was introduced by State Senator Scott Wiener, a Democrat from San Francisco. So we're really happy about this. Each year, trophy hunters kill more than 1,000 bears in the state. This places unnecessary pressure on these animals, who reproduce at an incredibly low rate. Female bears don't even begin reproducing until they're about 4 or 5 years old, and they only give birth every 2 to 3 years to an average of 3 bear cubs, and just a few of those cubs even survive to adulthood. So they have a really slow reproduction. In addition to their slow reproduction rates, bear numbers are naturally limited by the ability of food. So there is no truth in the assertion that they need to be hunted. Amazingly, if a female is in poor body condition, such as from lack of food, her body will actually reabsorb her reproductive eggs during hibernation, and she will not be able to produce any cubs that winter. So that's another reason. The other big reason is climate change. Climate change has also added to the stress bears face, making simple actions for survival, such as finding enough food or staying in their dens long enough to hibernate, is difficult. Most California residents are opposed to black bear hunting, a whopping 70%, according to the poll conducted last month by the Remington Research Group for the Humane Society of the United States. This number included majorities in the three top bear hunting counties of Shasta, Humboldt, and Trinity. The poll also showed that 71% of residents believe that the state should prioritize policies that promote non-lethal methods to reduce conflicts between bears and people. So people, put your bird feeders away. Don't leave food outside. Clean your grills. Keep the bears away. These trophy hunters, when they go out, they're not looking for the bears who scavenge around the neighborhood. They're in the woods, and they're looking for a pristine big black bear that they can stuff and put in their house. So that's my story today. Good news, California. Thank you so much. Who is the let's see here. What's his name again? The Democrat from San Francisco who produced this bill. I just want to thank him a lot. And I don't have his name. I said it.
I thought you said Wiener or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
And I laughed to myself. So I think that is the name.
Okay. Thank you. So thank you so much for doing that bill. And thank you for the Humane Society of the United States taking care of our bears.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, remind people that don't know this that most tribes, and I know Ho-Chunk, people of the Sacred Voice, have bear clan. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of, and I'm sure Ogama's tribe up there and has bear clans, and they're sacred beings to us. We don't just trophy hunt them.
Right. Trophy hunting is bad in every respect of the word hunting. It's not hunting. It's literal murder.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, you know, we got a couple minutes here. Mm-hmm. Great show. Great show, Ogama. Have any last couple things to say, Ogama, before we get going here and Wendy and I wind it up?
Yeah, actually, in Ojibwe culture, if there is a bear that's used or, you know, hunted, or they're medicinal. The grease from their fat or from their body has healing properties and is often used for healing options. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, I heard, and I don't know, somebody could on Facebook probably correct me if I'm wrong, but the story that I was told is that if you are in the woods and you happen to be near a bear, if it's a black bear, if you follow it through the woods, you can eat anything that it eats.
Mm.
That anything that's poisonous to you is also poisonous to the bear, and they know not to eat those things. So if you can stay behind the bear, you can follow it, and it will probably keep you from eating something you shouldn't.
They used to say that about me, too,
when I was trophy hunting is way different than, you know, using the bear, eating the meat,
right,
using the fur, preying over the animal. It's two different things. It's
right.
Two different mindsets of how we are one with an animal.
Right. How they're relatives and how they're gifts, as
absolutely,
opposed to a fast-moving target.
And a stuffed animal in your house or on your wall. Two
right.
different things.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's always creeped me out anyway, that kind of stuff. I'm not sure why you want to stare at something dead on your wall for...
Deer heads.
I don't even like flowers. It's like...
Okay, we'll remember that when it's time to send some up there in the deep north. But hey, I want to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to this show, you are the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I've been your host, Robert Pilot. The revolution is kicking into high gear. I'd like to thank Winona LaDuc, Bob Blake, Wendy Pilot, and Ogama, and I'd like to thank myself, too. If you're listening to the show, you are the resistance. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
We're still here.